Christy. Hi, it's Kerry Rumble here, Bozo's mum. I think Brock may have tried to ring me. Okay, thanks. Brock, how are you?
Good.
That's good. Oh, okay, yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm just sort of thinking my next little slot that I could possibly ring you would be at about, I'm just looking at my run print, about 4:45, 4:30, 4:45. Yeah. Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. These fluids or something. Yeah. That's good then. Yeah, I don't know, a little bugger. But yeah. Oh, I've taken photos of the perch in the outdoor cage, but yeah, they've called me into work early to do a quick run before I do this school run. And I think I've got that piece of paper in my pocket and I'll try and email them off to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I looked on the bottom under his food bowl and it's all the red capsicum and the chili that he's eaten that is there. I do give him tinned chickpeas. Like, I open the tin and I rinse all that. And I'm sort of thinking they mightn't be any good. Might be salty, preserved. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. No, usually pellet. It's pellet and the food, fruit and veggie chop. Sometimes I boil or steam veggies and mash them all up and give them to him. And I had run out of pellets and ordered, and they're on their way. So I just sort of gave him a bit of the sprouting mix that I use. That's like the wheat. I think there's chickpeas, no, pigeon peas in it. Oh, I don't know. Sunflower seed, and then I gave him a little bit of the McCall mix. But, you know, I reckon it's the smoking that's made him sick. Well, see, he's only moved in about 5-6 weeks ago, and Bozo's been fine. We don't smoke near him. I noticed he sort of looked like he had a few stress bars on his... is that an indication on their feathers? You know, they talk... Yeah. Oh yeah, my, but the sick that, yeah, and I reckon ever since he's moved in, see, I work split shifts and long shifts, and it was my daughter that sort of said, you know, like Wayne sits outside and smokes, and it blows in on to Bozo. And if that's like 5 or 6 weeks worth of cigarette smoke, would that be enough to make him sick? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we don't. I handle him, my daughter handle him, and her boyfriend handles him, and well, her, I don't know. And yeah, none of us smoke, so yeah. Oh yes, to me he is. To the girls he is. Yeah, to me he kisses me, he, you know, I snuggle into him, and yeah, to me, he shakes hands. You can ask him to shake hands and put your finger out, and he might shake. He might like you though. Yeah. Yes, determine it. Okay, then. Yeah. Yeah, I trust him with you. We miss him, mate. Even the dog's sniffing at him, like, where's Bozo? Because Bozo usually comes down and tries to bite the dog tail. Yeah, he's quite a lively, cheeky bugger, but as long as he hasn't started swearing in the Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay then. Well, do you want to just leave it until tomorrow, or in? See, I've got to drive to. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'll try. See, I've got to drive to Chermside, and if there's an accident or whatever, you know, we can be late. And but if I get the time, if not, I'll just have to ring, or unless you can send a text message to me. Yeah, okay then. Yeah, nice. Lovely. Okay, thanks for all you've done anyway, Brock, and what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. See ya.